We've developed what we're calling the Fakenham Information Hub, or the Fakenham Info Hub, which has information about Fakenham and the surrounding areas, and it's aimed at tourists and community organisations and local people. And we're hoping to get lots of information gathered where people can just come and look around and find out what's going on, and maybe look for accommodation if they're tourists, or look for activities. So it's like a tourist centre, but also for locals and community groups and organisations and individuals and residents.
Why is this important for Fakenham?
Well, we haven't got a Fakenham tourist information. We haven't had for some time. We used to have one funded through the district council, but that went some time ago. There was then a sort of looser arrangement that was in the library. That stopped in last year. So I was approached as in my role as active Fakenham coordinator to see if we could take it over. Which I wasn't keen to do, because we haven't got any resources, we haven't got any staff, we all do it as volunteers. But then Lisa from Sweets and Things offered us a room, and a few of us got together and thought, well, this could be a good thing for the town, so why not give it a go? We got a bit of money from the town council through their market tolls to set it up, because we've had to knock a wall down and put carpets in. We put racking up, and we got notice boards for tourist information, we got a notice board for community information, and it's looking pretty good now, and it's right in the middle of town. So we're also complementing that with a website. So the Wensum.net, who does local websites, is doing this, and they're all doing it for free. Has developed a website that's called Fakenham.info, and we're setting up a Facebook page, and we've got a Twitter account now, so there'll be a Twitter handle for it. And it's all about promoting Fakenham and showing that there are things to do for tourists, visitors, but also for local people. And it links in with a lot of other things that Active Fakenham are doing. We're doing a Fakenham 50 bike ride on August, bank holiday 28th of August. We've got a week of activities from the 20th to the 28th of August. And there are things going on, and there's a lot of people putting a lot of work into these things. So hopefully this will complement that, and it should be a good thing.
Obviously, you have got an ideal location right here in the marketplace.
Yes, slap bang in the middle of the town. We got some nice coloured signs. We had it professionally branded, and it all links up with the website and the social media side of it. And the thing to do is just pop in and have a look round.
And you're hoping lots of local people, as you say, will also just come along and have a look what you've got to offer.
I'm hoping that local people come and have a look. And in the short term, we're also hoping that local organisations will come and say, we're doing this, we've got a poster, and we'll display that. So it's quite a range of things, and it's interesting. So come along and have a look.